Today's date is May 14th, 2010. The time is approximately 1:45 in the afternoon. This is Special Agent Kathy Kennedy with FDLE from the Daytona Beach Field Office. Also here is Agent Tim Kraft, FDLE, same office. We are conducting an interview with Joshua James Gerard at the Halifax Hospital, room 1727. And Joshua, if you'll raise your right hand for me. Do you swear the statement you're about to give us is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You do? Okay. You can lower your hand. Our purpose with FDLE, anytime another law enforcement agency has a use of force incident, you know, pulling their gun or taser, we have a memorandum of understanding that FDLE will come in and investigate the case to determine if it is justified use of force or not. We do all the interviews, we gather all the facts, we present them to the state attorney's office, and they make the determination. So the reason we are here today is on Sunday, May 9th, there was an incident that happened at your residence located at 1165 South Blue Lake Avenue in DeLand, Florida.
Yes.
And at that point, a deputy was there and shot you.
Yes.
What I want to ask you is, what brought you to the point where you are in the driveway, and did you have a weapon on you?
Yes, I did have a weapon on me. I had a 20-gauge shotgun. I was in the middle of burning some stuff in my driveway that had been there for a while, and the county hadn't come picked it up yet. And I guess it was a thing of me being pissed off at my wife and being pissed off at the county that I just went outside and decided to burn this pile of wood, is basically what it was. I did have a 20-gauge shotgun on me at the time. I do believe I had it out there for my own protection. There had been a bear roaming the area. I called the Fish and Wildlife Commission several times, and they wouldn't do anything about it. And it was after dark. So that is why I had that out there. I had walked back and forth between the house and the driveway several times. One of the times I was at the bottom of the driveway, and I thought I noticed a police car on either side of me pull up. I kept walking towards my car, which is at the top of the driveway, towards my house. Next thing I know, I was shot in the back of the elbow and the back of the hip. And that was about it.
Earlier in the evening, or right near that time, do you know who might have called 911?
It might have been my wife. Like I said, I was fighting with her early in the evening and acting erratic.
Can you describe how you're acting erratic?
I was probably getting angry and punching walls or something, or I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Do you remember any gasoline at all?
I do remember gasoline. I got the gasoline to light the pile of wood on fire, and I think she was trying to get in front of me in the pile of wood, and I think I grabbed her kayak and I started pouring gasoline into her kayak, and that could have upset her. She could have taken that the wrong way too before she had called the police. But other than that, that's the only thing I remember with the gasoline incident.
Do you recall it was earlier about sending some text messages to her, that you were upset at all? Okay. Was she there when this happened? Was she in the driveway with you?
She was there, yes, I do believe. I think she had taken the kids to a neighbor's house or something, and then she came back over while the police were there.
At the time when you are, you said you're near the end of the driveway, there was some brush there near the street?
Yes.
And did you see the police car, what you said a few minutes ago?
Yes, I do believe I saw a police car. What I seen, there was a car that sped up rather quickly, had a light on the side of it, and I looked at both sides, and they were on both sides of my driveway, and I kept walking away from the street up towards my house.
Did you hear the deputy, when he pulled up, give you any commands to drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun?
No. Uh-uh.
You don't recall that?
No.
You said it was a shotgun?
Yes.
How many shells did you have loaded in it?
None.
Okay. If there are no shells in the shotgun, what was the purpose for you having it?
I don't know. I was intoxicated, so I'm... In my head, it was protecting me from that bear. I don't know if either I thought I could... Just the sound of me acting like I was loading a shell could scare it away, or what. But I don't even own any shells for the shotgun.
Did you aim the shotgun at the deputy when he pulled up to the driveway and told you to drop the weapon?
No.
Did you want the deputy to shoot you?
No.
Do you feel that you wanted to end your life that night?
No. I don't even know why all this happened, because I didn't.
You don't know why all this happened? I didn't hear the end part.
Yeah, I know, because I didn't want to die or anything. I don't know why all this happened, so I didn't want to die then. I don't know why all this would have happened as it did.
And also, from the report, the text message that was sent from your phone to your wife's phone, one of them said, "I'm leaving." The next one said, "Kill them all." And then the third one said, "I ain't going to jail." And that was before law enforcement arrived. That was why I was asking you the questions.
Okay.
Does that bring back any memory at all?
No.
No. Did you realize it was a police officer?
I did. I could see him. Like, I could realize he was a police officer, but I didn't think I was doing anything just by walking away. And even I did hear him saying something to me, but I couldn't understand what he was saying.
So you recognized he was law enforcement. Does that mean he's wearing uniform,
or was he also no? All I could see was the light on the side of his car.
Okay. And you recall him saying something, but do not remember what it was.
Yes.
Okay. And you think you were in the driveway, walking back towards the house.
Yes.
Not towards the street, closer to where the deputy was.
Yes.
And are you giving this statement to us freely and voluntarily?
Yes.
Have myself or Agent Kraft promised you anything for talking with us?
No.
Okay. Do you have any follow-up questions?
Yeah. Let me back you up just a little bit. You say you were going back and forth between the house and the brush pile at the end of the driveway, and you said that you had in your possession this shotgun. Can you describe how you had it? Were you carrying it?
I was carrying it by right around the... where if you had like an open gauge shotgun where you'd pop it open and insert the two shells, I was kind of carrying it around the housing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then, so when you recall the two police cars coming, you were at the end of the driveway? You were coming out, or you were there? When
yeah, I was at the end, but I had already been walking up towards my house. Oh, excuse me. A good 20 or 30 feet when I saw him out of the corner of my eye.
Okay.
Oh.
And what did you do when you saw him?
I just kept walking.
Okay, so your testimony, your statement is you were walking away from the road?
Yes.
And then officers get there?
Yes.
Okay. And what happens next?
I was still walking, and the next thing I know, stay down, stay down, stay down, and don't move. You've been shot. And then the next thing I remember was waking up here, like a day and a half later.
And you were still holding the gun as you were walking away?
Yes.
So your recollection, you held the gun how during this whole incident?
Right around the housing, by the...
So you didn't raise the gun in any direction?
No.
That you recall?
No.
And the injuries that you sustained, what injuries do you have on it?
One to the elbow and one to the hip up to the stomach.
And you don't recall any kind of verbal conversation between you and the officers at all?
No, sir.
Do you recall what happened after you got shot?
No, I don't. Like I said, all I recall after is stay down, you've been shot. And then after that, I woke up here in the hospital.
Do you have any other weapons? You didn't have any other weapons that night on your person, just the shotgun?
No, just the shotgun.
And it's your testimony that you had the shotgun because there was a bear in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And that's why you had it with you.
Yes.
I do have another question. Right before this had happened, I know you mentioned that you were drinking one drink.
Couple drinks.
And were you on any type of medication?
No.
That might have. Okay. That might have made you think differently.
Mm-mm.
No.
And as far as your testimony in our conversations and your statement today, you're coherent, you understand the questions we've asked you, you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have anything you'd like to add that you think might be important that we know about, that we haven't asked you about?
No, sir.
Okay. This interview is concluding at approximately 2 o'clock.